This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. In this part of the program, how do you date when you're supposed to be social distancing? If you're with younger listeners right now, we should let you know that our conversation might veer towards adult themes for the next 8 minutes or so. As everything else in our lives suddenly changed, so did the rules for relationships and sex. Damona Hoffman is a dating expert and host of the podcast Dates and Mates, and she is here to answer your questions about love in a pandemic. Damona, happy Friday night and welcome to the program.
It's date night here.
It's date night.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
New York City's health department put out some very specific guidelines about sex and COVID-19. They say your safest sex partner is yourself. They recommend video dates. When I asked today on Twitter what people wanted to know about dating right now, some people replied, don't do it. What are the new rules for single people in this moment?
Well, we have to remember that love and belonging is a basic human need, and that will not stop during this pandemic. I have recommended that my clients and podcast listeners avoid meeting new dates in person right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't connect virtually. And actually, dating apps are seeing a huge surge in new users and in traffic and activity.
That's so interesting.
We can still date online, but I have a couple of tips. If you are going to video chat date, make sure that you prepare yourself as you would for a real date, because you never get a second chance to make that first impression.
All right. Well, we have so many questions from listeners. The first one we've got here comes from Lucy in Charlottesville.
So what are fair expectations to have of your partner while you're dating in the middle of a global pandemic? And what are appropriate ways to deal with not seeing them for weeks or months at a time? Also, I do have questions about how to mitigate the impulse to rely more heavily emotionally on your partner during like a crisis, because I don't really think that's super healthy, and I want to know ways around it.
So this is somebody who has a significant other, and clearly this is a strain on a relationship. What's your advice for navigating it?
Yeah, it's certainly a strain, and I'm all for avoiding codependence in a relationship, but I would say, isn't this the time to rely more heavily emotionally on your partner if you are going through this situation, which we may never face again in our lives? This is the time when you need support from your partner. I know I've been leaning on my husband more during this time, and that really kind of tells you what your relationship is made of. I would say it's fair to assume they may be dealing with their own stressors if you're not living together. They may be busy working from home or processing their isolation in their own way. But it is also fair to expect check-ins, at least at the same rate that they did before, unless they're in a position where their time and work is in high demand right now.
All right. Our next question comes from Barry, who just made a big move.
I just moved to Oklahoma City. I don't know anybody around here. And I'm wondering, how do I socialize when everybody is social distancing? How do you even go about meeting people, whether it be dating or making new friends?
And we actually have a similar question here from another listener looking for ways to meet people. This one comes from Joy in Los Angeles.
I want to know, now that all of us in America are stuck at home, what are the best apps or ways to virtually meet people around the world?
Okay, Damona, so here are two people who are looking to meet without looking to put their health at risk. What do you suggest?
Here's the best news for Joy and Barry and anyone else listening that maybe was a little shy about trying dating apps before. Now we don't have the stress or awkwardness of having to go through these in-person dates with strangers. So you can make connections online and have it be low pressure. And beyond dating apps, you can look to Facebook groups or other online communities. I've seen virtual speed dating popping up in many cities. So that's a great alternative if dating apps aren't for you. But if you are looking for a dating app, you have to find the one that's the right fit for you, what you're looking for right now, where you are, where you want to search. And I have to remind listeners that the dating app is just the tool. It's how you use that tool that makes the difference. And now what's exciting about this is that your dating pool has opened up beyond just 10 miles. I live in Los Angeles and people there won't date anyone across town. Now your dating pool is anyone in the whole wide world. I think that's a great thing for Barry and Joy.
Well, if you do start video dating somebody who lives nearby, I mean, I know you're not an epidemiologist, but do you think people are destined to just see each other through a screen till the end of the epidemic? Or if you've both been social distancing responsibly for a couple weeks, would you say it's okay to meet up for a face-to-face date at some point?
At this point, I'm recommending that my clients do not plan on meeting face-to-face until we hear that it's safe. But there are so many ways that we can make a deeper connection without being face-to-face. And I feel like the speed of dating has increased since I started doing this 15 years ago and helping people with online dating. And that's been something that has been a real frustration for me with clients, getting them to slow down and really have these deep conversations and connect. So the good thing about the silver lining in this pandemic for dating is that we now have the time to really get to know each other.
That's a really nice way of looking at this. The listener who asks our next question wanted to stay anonymous, and you're about to see why.
Is it okay to break up with somebody during the quarantine? And if so, do we do it on the phone? Can I FaceTime? Can I just send a text? Or do we have to wait until this is all over before we can break up with somebody?
I don't know that anyone's ever faced this question. Do you break up with someone during a pandemic that's shut down the global economy? Damona, what's your advice on this?
This is certainly a new territory for me, but I would say with any relationship, you don't want to stay in it for the wrong reason. So whether you're staying in it because of coronavirus or staying in it for the kids, what I tell my clients is that it's your job to find your best possible partner. And when you stay in the wrong relationship, not only are you blocking yourself from finding that, but you're also blocking the other person. So the most humane thing to do is to break up right now, but maybe do it over video chat instead of just
maybe not
leaving
a text message
or a voicemail. Probably won't do it.
It's generally a good policy not to text message breakup. Our next question comes from Vince, who wants to know about maintaining a healthy relationship right now.
What advice do you have for married couples who want to create space but also remain close during this pandemic that we're managing through?
That's a great question. Damona, what advice would you give Vince?
Oh, yeah. I'm living it every day.
Right. Same.
I would say, schedules and communication are really the key to success right now. You have to plan your days and plan for time apart so that you can still look forward to coming back together and remembering how it was when you used to go off to work and be able to anticipate date night and having dinner and having a conversation connection together. So whether you're in an apartment or in a mansion, you have to have space for each partner. And also remember, as of right now, we still have the great outdoors. So you can still go for a walk if you need to create distance. It might be because you've had an argument, or it might be to prevent an argument. But give yourself that time and space, and then schedule those date nights. I still have date night with my husband. It's just now, it's now happening at home. We have sip and paint night, but at the house. Still romantic.
Damona Hoffman, thanks so much for joining us with this advice.
Thank you for having me.
She is a dating expert and host of the podcast Dates and Mates. You can hear much more of our extensive coverage when you download the NPR One app. Go to the Explore tab and click on the coronavirus outbreak for a curated stream of stories. If you have questions about the tough choices and dilemmas that you are facing around the virus, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation or use the hashtag NPR Conversation on Twitter. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.